People saying? Very familiar scripture, chapter 5. Let's go down to verse number 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You may be seated. May the good Lord add His blessings to the reading of the Scripture. How many would be honest with the preacher tonight, just by introduction? Let me be honest that you would like God to answer a prayer for you. Let me just rephrase that. You have a particular prayer that you would like for God to intervene on, to answer. Lift your hand. Amen. I'm just going to jump right into it, I guess, tonight. There's times in my ministry, there's times in my Christian walk, sometimes, amen, we wonder where God's at. We wonder when we pray sometimes, Lord, why haven't you answered this prayer? And a lot of times you'll look at things that happen through life, and my wife showed me something that she seen where this family of five were on vacation, and they had a terrible car accident. And the mom and dad were killed, but there left three little babies, three kids, three children. And sometimes my wife made mention and my mom made mention, why would God allow something like that? Well, let me just say this, friend, and how many's Christian here tonight? Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good. Remember that God's ways is not our ways. His thoughts are not even the way we think. Amen. His thinking process don't even think like we think. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And because of that and because of the flesh, we begin to question, Lord, why? Sometimes we begin to question, now you say, preacher, I've always heard that you shouldn't do that, and really, I've always heard that was a sin. Well, it's not a sin, or Christ, Jesus, amen, would have sinned, because He cried, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? And He was perfect. He was 100% God, and He was 100% man. But sometimes it's so feeble flesh, amen, it's hard to get over. It's hard to, understand certain things. I'm going to preach on this subject tonight by the help of the Lord. You made a comment tonight, or you talked about the majority of the church raised their hand that you had a particular prayer you'd like for the Lord to answer for you. First of all, before I get into that, remember James also teaches us to, not to pray amiss. Amen. Sometimes we pray amiss. Amen. To consume it upon our own lust. We got to be careful sometimes, amen, the mentality of how and what we're praying. So I'm going to just use this title, Praying with Power. Praying with Power. How many believe that there are power in prayer? You've heard this pastor and this preacher mention that many, many times in my ministry. But I don't think we get it sometimes. There's how much power they are in prayer. What is prayer? Amen. Prayer is a conversation with God. Prayer, amen, is talking to God. Some people say, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to talk to God. Well, you talk to God just like you would talk to me. You talk to God just like you'd talk to your spouse. Prayer is a conversation with God. You don't have to talk to God and now don't misunderstand what I'm saying. You don't have to talk to God in King James Bible language. Now don't nobody misinterpret what I said there. I believe the King James Bible. But you don't have to talk to God in King James Bible terms. You don't have to talk to God in some foreign language. Amen. You don't have to talk to God in Hebrew or Greek. Amen. Some of the best prayers, I guess, that I've ever prayed is, help! Some of you didn't get it. I mean, there's been times I've been laying in my sick bed and I just have said, Lord, help me. Some of the best prayers you'll ever pray. It ain't some theological put together prayer, but it's help. Amen. Now, I'll get to word you need to verbally ask God, but I'm also thankful that God, amen, knows the heart. And when I can't pray, I'm glad the Holy Ghost comes in and the Holy Spirit, and He utters those groanings, amen, that I can't. Amen. But listen, sometimes when I'm brokenhearted, it's just help, Lord. Amen. All I know to do is say help. I mean, prayer is not sending God to do your errands. Did you get that? Prayer ain't sending God to do your errands. I mean, a Christian must get on his knees, amen, before he first gets on his feet. Amen. In other words, you got to do your part, amen, before God will do His part. Prayer is not getting God ready to do your will. Amen. Prayer is getting you ready to do God's will. I mean, Luke 22 and 42, the last part of that verse says, not my will, but thine be done. Prayer is the only way, amen, God's power, amen, well, I'll say it again, prayer is the only way to God's power in your life. It's the only way for God's power in your marriage, it's your business, whatever it is, that's the only way to God's power is through prayer, amen. And listen, I'll say it again. Hallelujah, you got to get on your knees before you can get on your feet. I mean, listen, I believe God wants to show us what He can do. Do you know God loves you? Do you know God cares for you? God wants to show you. If you're heavy-hearted here tonight, God wants to show you what He can do for you. If you're here sick tonight, He wants to show you how He can heal you. Well, you talk like one of those healing preachers. Amen. I have no power to heal. But if there's any healing, it comes through your faith. Amen. In Jesus Christ. He wants to show you what He can do. He's the great. Hey, do you know, how many believe God can do great and mighty things? Do we? How many believe God can do great and mighty things? That thing that you raised your hand for a while ago. Amen. You might have been praying for it for years. Do you really believe God can intervene, amen, and do a mighty work in that prayer? I'm talking about a great work in that circumstance or prayer. Amen. But let me just say this. God cannot answer prayer unless you pray. Some people's got the idea, well, God will just do it. No, God ain't going to just do it. God wants us to talk to Him. God wants to have a conversation. Can I get help there tonight? Your prayer, amen, your prayer's answered. Amen. Rest with your... Getting your prayers answered, it rests with... the ball's in your court. You want that prayer to be answered, amen? It's in your hands, amen? You wonder, well, when God's going to answer prayer sometime. God's not sitting wondering what you want. God's not sitting wondering what you want, amen, or what do you want to say. God wants you to tell Him what you want. God wants you to tell Him. Amen. Listen, I'm talking about with faith believing. Amen. And if you're, with faith believing, you'll receive it. He's not, amen, sitting wondering, amen, what you're doing. He's wanting you to come to Him personally and ask Him, amen. Talk to Him in prayer. I'll tell you what, I've saw the power of prayer all my life. I've saw the power of prayer all my life in my mother. Amen. Listen, I am a mama's boy. So on somebody today, but I've saw the power of prayer in my mother. I'm talking about, man, times that I've heard my mom, amen, pray. The times that I heard her shouting in the house. The times that I've heard her singing in the house. Amen. Listen, I've seen through my mother, I've seen God heal her numerous, many times. I mean, man, some people get it. Amen. But hey, I've seen the hand of God in my mom's life this year. Somebody said, well, and listen, don't doubt God when you pray. I mean, God wants you to tell Him, amen, with faith believing, and when you do that, you'll receive it, amen. Now listen, prayer has the power to heal. How many believe that? Prayer has the power to heal. We've seen it in this church, not just in my mother, but we've seen it in this church. Amen. Heal sickness here. Hey, God has the power to heal COVID-19. Hallelujah. Amen. Medical science. Hey, there's things that I've seen God do. Amen. That medical science can't touch. Man, hey, I need help. Anybody ever seen anything, amen, that medical science could not touch, but you seen the hand of God step in, amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. I mean, man, to be honest, when they told my mom she had cancer again, and they had to take her whole stomach, I thought, well, this is probably the end. It's just the old flesh, amen, it's the old flesh. And some of you think, yeah, but it ain't over yet. Let me stop right there, amen, and rebuke you, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, when God sets you free indeed, amen. And when God heals, He heals. Amen. Now, I'm not naive, though. I know, amen, as long as I'm on this earth, amen, we all are going to die. Amen. We all have an appointment, amen. I just hope we'd all go in the rapture. Hallelujah. But you know what? It ain't what I want. It's what God wills and what God wants. Prayer has the power to heal. When medical science can't touch it, God can. That's power in prayer. I mean, man, Brother Ricky Jacobs heard you hear prayer, amen, Sunday morning. I've told you how that he's called me up right at the right moment, amen, and he'd minister to my heart, and how he would tell a story about that's all they would do, preacher. He said they'd just sit there and just say, Jesus, Jesus. That's all they're praying. That's all that consisted of their praying. Jesus. They just claim the name of Jesus over this disease or over this healing on this particular body. You say, well, why, amen, would they just name the name? Why would he just name the name of Jesus? Because there's power in that name. Power to raise the dead. How many believe that? Power to cause the lame to walk, the dumb to speak, the deaf to hear. You believe that? How many believe that God's able to cause the blind to see? I'm not talking about because you've seen it or heard it. Amen. In the Old Testament. I'm talking about today. You know the same miracle working God that was then is still the same miracle working God today? Amen. Did you know that the disciples had the same power?
Amen.
All God's people said. But boy, we're sitting, you know why it ain't happening? A lot of us ain't got power. Yeah, man. God help us. All God's people said. Prayer, amen, can loose the chains, amen, that enslaves you. There's things, amen, that are enslaving people, amen. The torments of your son or the things that are destroying your daughter or the things that are destroying your husband or your wife, amen, or your family, amen. Prayer can loose those chains. Prayers, amen. Hey, by the way, prayers don't need proof. Prayer needs practice. Amen. And he has the prayer has the power to loose those chains that enslaves people. You say, I've been praying for my family for years and years and years. Don't quit praying. Hey, God's able to get that daughter back. God's able to get that son back. God's able to restore that family back. All we got to do, hallelujah, is, hey, practice prayer. And believe. Prayer needs practice. You know, prayer is the weapon that the Lord has given every one of us to fight the war. To fight a war with. Prayer is the weapon that God gave every one of us that are Christians Amen. It's a weapon that God's given us to fight war with. He's practicing amen. One, two, three. Had a sure hip you preacher tonight. There's powers and principalities the Bible talks of. Amen. That we war and we fight against. Amen. They're of the prince of darkness, which is the devil himself. Amen. These principalities and powers. Amen. That I'm talking about. And you know what? We are to bind them with the authority of Jesus' name. Amen. We are to bind them. Listen, I'm talking about our families. I'm talking about our loved ones. I'm talking about, hey, you've got somebody in your life. Hey, and by the way, if you ain't figured it out yet, we're in a war. Amen. Amen. And God's given us a weapon, and it's called prayer.
Amen.
Hey, when you're praying and you don't feel nothing, keep praying. Amen.
Amen.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Listen, we bind, amen, I'm talking about the principalities and the powers, amen, of darkness. We bind them by the authority of Jesus' name. By the way, folks, we are the blood-bought. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Hey, we are the blood-bought. Amen. We're God's children. Amen. Listen, we're to bind them from your family. Prayer binds. Hey, glory to God. What are we to bind, preacher? Bind them from your family. Bind them from your children. Bind them, amen, from your future, from your business, your job. You can bind them, amen. The prince of darkness, just by praying. And you do it in Jesus' name. Stop complaining about the devil's attacks on you. You know, I've heard through the years people get up and testify, and they'll brag more on the devil than they do the Lord. Don't do that at going home church. Now, I know there's sometimes, amen, that something will come out that, amen, that you'll want to give God the credit for. I understand that you'll have to go through that to get to that. But don't sit down and give more credit to the devil than you do God. I think sometimes we need to stop complaining about the devil's attacks and attack him. Hey, preacher, you said you're no match for the devil. I ain't no match for the devil, amen? Hey, I'm saved, but I ain't a match for him. But I do know one thing. I got a weapon. And it's called prayer. It's called praying. Hallelujah. And you know what we need to do? We need to take that weapon that God's given us and attack the devil with it. Amen. Bind him and do it in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell you what you need to do. Just take your head. You need to learn to take your head, your foot, and put it on the head of the devil. Amen. And watch him squirm a little while. All God people said? Preacher, I ain't got that kind of power. No, if you ain't a praying, you don't. But if you'll take that weapon that God's give you, it's power, amen, to bind those chains and bind that evil. We have the victory through prayer. Everybody say amen right there. Amen. Is your marriage under attack? Yeah, you say, preacher, why are you preaching that now? We don't know anybody's marriage under attack. You don't know who ain't. The devil trying to pit against one another. You don't know who, amen, the devil's trying, amen, to grab their marriage and grab that spouse. And oh, by the way, I still ain't naive there. I know the devil does that too, amen. Now, hey, is your marriage under attack? Is your children under attack? Amen. You're fighting a dreaded disease? Amen. Pray. If your marriage under attack, pray. Amen. If your family's under attack, pray. If your life's empty, pray. If you feel downtrodden, pray. Amen. If you're fighting some kind of disease, pray, pray, pray. And pray. Hallelujah. There's power in it. Power in it. Secondly, today though, I don't think we have so many unanswered prayers than we do we have unoffered prayers. Unoffered prayers. You know, prayer will either cause you to leave off sinning or sin will cause you to leave off praying. Amen. Amen. You know what God wants? God wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from you. I believe He desires, Sister Kathy, to hear from us. He wants you to ask Him. Not amiss, as James says, but He wants you to have that conversation. He wants you to ask Him. I mean, ask Him to break the chains that bind, amen, that circumstance. Ask Him, amen, to pull down those strongholds, amen, that's got in your life. Ask Him to break Satan's grip over your family. Ask Him to break Satan's grip over your circle. Well, hallelujah. Ask Him to break those grips, amen. Hey, some of us walk around defeated because we don't use the weapon God gave us to use. Hallelujah. I'm about to get excited. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Go to war. And by the way, don't be afraid to ask Him. Amen. Go to war with the devil. Amen. Through prayer on behalf of these circumstances that are troubling you. Amen. That's got your mind. Amen. All messed up. Amen. That's got your nerves all tore up. Amen. Hey, go to war with the devil. Amen. Quit sitting back. Amen. Hey, laying your armor down. You got a weapon. Hey, I'm going to say it again. You got a weapon. Amen. That you can battle the devil with. Amen. And he'll flee. And he'll answer. Hey, God will answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Pray. Hey, go to war and pray the wrath of God. Somebody say amen right there. On this wicked and perverse generation that we're living in. Amen. Pray the wrath of God. Amen. On this political system that we're in right now. Oh, all God people said, pray the wrath. You say, preacher, I don't understand that kind of preaching. Pray the wrath of God. You got power. You got a weapon. Amen. Hey, it ain't nothing but the forces of good and the forces of evil. That's all it is, fighting against each other. In the politics, that's all it is. Somebody say amen. You know what? You know what the forces of good, the creature ought to do? They ought to pray the wrath of God.
Amen.
Get their attention. I ain't telling you. I'm not telling you to pray God kill somebody. That ain't what I'm saying. Pray the wrath of God on them. Amen. Conviction on them. Oh, God, people said? Sure. Go to war with the devil. Anybody tired of the devil? Anybody tired of the devil? Then go to war with him. Amen. Ask him to remove this virus. Ask God to remove this virus. Hey, we believe, hey, if we keep listening to that television, hey man, we're doomed anyway. And you're never going to get out of it. Amen. I'm saying ask God to defeat it. Hey, I'm talking about verbally. Ask God to defeat this virus. You with me? Go to war with the devil. Amen. His virus ain't nothing but from the devil. Now God's allowed it. Amen. Devil ain't got no power unless God allows it anyway. But I believe he's getting things set up. I think God's getting things set up. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't encourage your hearts a little bit. Jesus is coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, ask Him to remove the virus. Ask Him to send revival without fear. Thank you for the few. Amen. Amen. Ask Him to let us see people saved. Amen. Some of you just don't get it. And I don't expect you to get it. Amen. Being a pastor, I don't expect you to do that. But I'm going to tell you, I have battled this thing. I mean, man, I battled. I prayed, Kathy, and asked God, and prayed. I mean, and battled it, and I'll be honest, amen, sometimes I'm wondering which way am I going. But anyway, better not get on that no more. Hallelujah. I said, don't be afraid to ask Him. Amen, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Ask the Lord to let us see somebody saved. Ask the Lord to let us see somebody saved, people saved.
Thirdly, when you pray, remember nothing is impossible with God. Now we're all testing, we're all back in the preaching tonight. Amen. But you gotta remember there is nothing.
Amen.
I mean, man, I'll tell you what burns me up more than anything. Amen. Is when you got Christian people and you're talking about faith and you're talking about healing and you're talking about disease. I mean, man. I just can't understand people's thinking. I'm talking about Christian people. You'll talk about that. You'll talk about healing of somebody's body and they'll automatically. But this and that and they're dying and they ain't gonna get no better and that ain't faith. That's not believing God, amen, can heal. That's not believing, amen. That's not trusting your prayer before God. Don't talk negative. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Have faith in Him. I'll get to that in a minute. I mean, glory to God. When you pray, remember nothing is impossible with Him. Whatever giant's in your life, ask God to kill that giant.
Amen.
Whatever it is, ask God. God take care of this. Amen. Amen. Be like little David. Amen. The battle's not mine. Said little David. Lord, it's thine. It's in thy favor. Amen. It's in your hand. Praise the Lord. Boy, David didn't back down. Amen. He went up there wanting to know why his brothers. Amen. Wasn't doing the job. Why are you letting this uncircumcised Philistine? Amen. Defy the armies of Israel. Why are you letting him do and say and talk all that? I tell you what, that got under David's skin. Amen. Ready, little old boy. Amen. Saul came out there and tried to put some armor on him. Amen. He couldn't prove that. So old David, amen. Little David went to the brook. I believe he prayed over those rocks, got him five smooth stones, went to battle. Amen. You say, why did he do that? He asked them. He said, is there not a cause?
Amen.
Is there not a cause? Let me ask you something in your personal life. Is there not a cause to take the weapon that God's given you and go to war with the devil? Amen. And claim victory over your family, over your circumstance. Can I get a help right there? Over your health, over your finances. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask Him to answer. Talk to Him. God, will you please not answer this prayer? And by the way, you know if it's amiss or not when you pray it before you pray it. So God knows the heart. Amen. Hey, ask Him to answer it. You have a big need? Anybody got a big need in here? If you do that, if you raise your hand, you got a big need, do you? Ask Him. You say, I've been asking Him. Don't stop. You keep asking Him. Amen. Ask Him to send fire from heaven. Ask Him, amen, to walk with you, amen, through the fiery furnace. Amen. Oh, by the way, preacher ain't in the fiery furnace. Hang on. You'll get there. Amen. You just ask Him, amen, to walk with you when you get there. Amen. Hey, God, hey, Jesus will never fail. He cannot fail. I got a few minutes. Ask Him with your mouth. Now, I always said you can think a prayer and God will hear it. I believe that with all my heart. Let me say amen. Because how would the Holy Ghost, amen, utter groanings that you could not utter? That means there's sometimes you can't even pray. But I think God wants us to ask. He tells us too many times in the Word of God to ask. Ask, amen, it shall be given to you. Amen. Ask and you shall receive. Amen. So what does that mean? Ask means open your mouth and ask and talk to Him verbally. I believe God wants you to do that. Boy, these folks, amen, it's got these earpieces in, whatever these new white things that sticks in your ear and you can talk. on your phone or listen to whatever, these new white things. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. I mean, man, you'd be walking in the store and somebody talking, you think they're talking to you. And you make a dummy out of yourself. Try to talk back to them, and it's them trying. They're the ones that's a dummy. No, I better shut up. Sorry, Facebook. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I better not go no further than that. Ask Him with your mouth. God wants you to ask verbally. Don't just assume God's going to do it. Don't just assume, amen, He knows what prayer you want answered. God knows our frame. He knows us anyway, but He wants you to ask. My wife would have never married me if I didn't take my mouth and asked her to marry me. Am I right? Amen. Not only that, secondly, act in faith believing. Faith believing. When you ask God something, don't get up from asking and doubt it. We do that a lot, though. We're human. But ask in faith believing. Thirdly, ask big.
Amen.
Ask big. If you believe there's nothing impossible with God, and God says in His Word there's nothing impossible with Him, all things are possible, is what He's saying. How many believe that? Then why not ask big? Now, remember, you know when you ask amiss. But why not ask big? I heard a preacher saying that he had a TV ministry, and heard him talk about he was a pastor, and he heard him talk about that he was coming up, and more to make a long story short as I can, amen, his bills for his TV ministry or whatever was getting slim, and they came to him, and he went to his mother and asked his mother to pray, and of course her first thing was, what have you done with the money God gave you to begin with? And of course at that time I think he took his money, all the money he had, and went and done a crusade and had 1,500 people got saved. Amen. He said, well, then thank God that was God's money. He said, more or less keep praying, God's gonna come through for you. Well, boys got her praying. The pastor got her praying and said he got a phone call to his church and said the secretary patched the phone call through to him and said that on the other end says, this is so and so. He said, I first of all want to tell you I don't like preachers. I don't like especially TV evangelists. And man, he's just sitting there thinking, okay, he's just waiting, getting ready to just get blessed out. I don't like this or that. And of course, he was just ready just to mark him off. He said, but here's one thing I want. He said, I was listening to you on television the other night. And he said, everybody needed to hear that message, amen, that you preached. Amen. That same guy. And he said, I want to help you to get the gospel out. Now here was a man that was needing money for his TV ministry. Now you listen to me. Amen. He said, I want to help you get it out. He said, I'm going to write you $1 million check. I'm going to get it in the mail. He said, they hung up. He said, matter of fact, he said, when he's telling him all that, he said, he's drunk. He's drunk. And he said, when he told him $1 million, he said, he's real drunk. Amen. Amen. He finally just said, hung up, bloated off. He said, as a matter of fact, I didn't even give it another thought. He said, I didn't even give it another thought. He said, but a few days later, he said, there's a little envelope came. Amen. With a little address on it, addressed to the church, or wherever it was. He said, he opened it up, and there was a check for $1 million. Well, he said, I just took that check, and he said, I just went down to the bank and said, now I know you can't tell me, but what about the Mr. X on here? What about him? Oh, they said, oh, preacher, that's nothing to this man. Nothing to this man. He said, what did he do? He said, he shouted. He gave God the glory, went and put it in his bank account. Can I get a witness there? Let me tell you something. If you're going to ask big, ask big. Amen. I mean, it ain't wrong. Amen. As long as you don't ask to consume it upon your own lust. Amen. God knew that pastor's heart, that he needed money for the continuation, amen, of his TV program.
Amen.
I mean, with the preacher. Sure. You didn't believe the people, amen, that's walked through the years at going home church and put money in the offering plate. Not big amounts of money. Walked, amen, and give big amounts of money to me to give to the offering. Can I get a witness there? I'll tell you something. If you're going to ask big without doubt, and God can do it. God can do it. I know a church, amen, down the road here, amen, that has a YouTube ministry, and because he has a YouTube ministry, amen, he got a check wrote to him. He said, I just went to the bank, or went to the mail one day, and there was a check for $60,000, because I had preached. Us. We owed about $50,000, amen, left owed on our building. I got a check for $60,000. He said, I thought, now, this probably ain't no good. So he took it to the bank. Guess what? It was good.
Amen.
From a YouTube ministry. And by the way, if you don't think it's important, I ain't saying to have it. I hope you get some money. I'm saying to have it till you get the gospel out. All God people said. And you that are working on the YouTube, you that are working on the, amen, all the social media, amen, do it to the best of your ability, because you're setting an example. Ask in Jesus' name. 754, amen. Ask in Jesus' name. Whatever you do, ask in His name. Oh, yeah. He said when we do that, He said, I will do it. Amen. As in His name, He'll do it. I mean, and by the way, and when you ask, you know, you hear people say, God help. Now, God knows my heart when I say God help. I'm talking about the God. But listen, there's a lot of gods. But there ain't but one God Almighty. Amen. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. Pray. When you pray, pray specifically in Jesus' name. There's only one Jesus. There's only one God the Father, God the Son. Amen. And there's only one God to answer to that. Not only that, ask according to the will of God. You pray, you ask according to the will of God. Everything ain't God's will. Amen. As much as you want it to be God's will, sometimes it ain't God's will. Amen. The Word, by the way, let me just say this. The Word, this book I hold right here in my hand, the Word, the King James Bible, that's the Word of God. Everybody say amen right there. The Word and will of God are the same.
Amen.
The Word and will of God are the same. Hey. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if it's in God's will. If it's in here, it's the same. It's God's will.
Amen.
Amen. Pray in the Word. Pray the Word.
Amen.
The greatest prayer they are, and we ain't got it yet. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You notice how it started off? Hey, man, he ain't praying just to any God. Our Father, who art in heaven. Which art in heaven. Everybody with me? Ask according to the will of God. Pray in His Word. Sixthly, let me say, ask without doubt. That goes back, I know, to the previous point here in a few minutes ago. Faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Pray and don't doubt. Seventhly, ask or pray specifically. Savannah, can you come to piano? Ask or pray specifically.
Amen.
What did he say in the model prayer? Give us this day our daily bread. That was specific, wasn't it? When we're to pray specifically. What God wants us to do. And what we need from God. Eighth.
Ask without sin in your heart. That's a biggie. Because you're praying in vain.
Amen.
If you've got sin in your heart. How much power do you have in prayer? I ask you this tonight. How much power do you have in prayer? What area of your life is under attack? Health, family, financial, marriage, your children, your business. I'm talking about what area in your life is under attack. How many would say, preacher, I need a supernatural power of God on an area in my life, and I need God to solve that. I need God to solve that. How many would say, how many would just be honest? Say, God, I got an area, I need a supernatural power of God in it. I need it, and I need you to solve it. Amen. Then I need you to stand to your feet tonight, and why don't you come to this altar? Amen. Pray about the thing.